Mr. Ross, what are microplastics?
Well, technically, the international scientific community has agreed that microplastics are any particle of plastic that is smaller than 5 millimeters in size. So these are either barely visible or invisible little specks of plastic from many, many different sources.
So it could be anything.
Could be anything. There are actually over 25,000 plastic polymers on the international market. So there are many, many different types of plastic. And as you can well imagine, these plastics are used for just about anything in our homes and at work and in our daily lives. So they come in many different structures, forms, colors, shapes, sizes. Rigid or soft, a lot of different kinds of plastics on the market for different purposes.
Do we currently think that they are present in the Arctic?
Well, the more we look, the more we find. And, microplastic research really only exploded into the scientific consciousness within the last 10 years or so. And since that time, researchers have found microplastics in the Antarctic, in parts of the Arctic, 4,000 meters down on the seafloor, in the Great Barrier Reef, and in different parts of Canada. So where we look, we tend to find.
How will you be investigating this in the Canadian Arctic?
Well, at this point, we have very little understanding of the extent to which microplastics might be found in the Canadian Arctic. And that makes it very, very difficult for us to understand whether these microplastics might present a risk to the health of wildlife in the Arctic or to the Inuit communities that rely heavily on seafoods. So our first effort is going to be looking at the distribution of microplastics throughout the Arctic, and we're going to rely very heavily on looking at seawater to basically track the movement and fate of microplastics in the Arctic.
What would be the effect of microplastics in Arctic waters?
Well, we tend to think of two risks associated with microplastics. We hear very, very frequently that microplastics are basically sponges that soak up metals and pesticides and all sorts of chemicals from the water that they're floating around in. And that is true, but another kind of toxic risk I think is more alarming to me. And that second risk pertains to their structural toxicity. In other words, microplastics may present a risk of suffocation, of blocking the gastrointestinal tract, of lacerating the stomach, or suffocating an organism. And we've long recognized this as a problem at the top of the food chain. We've seen turtles confuse plastic bags for jellyfish, which is their preferred prey, and we've seen albatross picking up little bits of plastic from the surface of the ocean. We've seen seals getting tangled in nets. So we know that large, charismatic creatures are getting into trouble all the time as a result of plastic. What we fear right now, increasingly, is that microplastics may be doing something similar at the bottom of the food chain.
Could this affect people in the Arctic?
You know, at this point, I think most of our concerns arise from the risk that microplastics might present to small creatures like zooplankton or baby fish or shellfish. So at this point, we don't really know whether there's any risk to humans at all. There was one study in Europe that estimated that the consumption of bivalves, mussels, by European consumers could lead to the ingestion of over 11,000 particles of plastic per year for a European consumer. So I think there are some anecdotal studies that would indicate that humans are likely to be ingesting some plastics associated with the consumption of some foods or some seafoods. But really, the jury is out at this point as to how widespread this problem is and what that might present in terms of health consequences.
What will happen with your results once you get them in?
Well, first and foremost, we're very keen on scientific research. What we aim to do is to deliver findings that inform the scientific community, that are accessible to government regulators and managers, that are accessible to industry or the general public. At the end of the day, what we do with the information is up to society at large. I guess it would be my hope that any information is used in support of either regulations or consumer choices or best practices. Because at the end of the day, I think finding a solution for the microplastic problem is going to be very, very challenging, and it's going to take actions at multiple levels.
Thank you very much for this.
Thank you.